Hello, this is Sam Payne, host of The Appleseed. We are hard at work creating Season 7, which will premiere on June 27th. But in the meantime, we've got exciting news. Have you ever listened to The Appleseed and thought, I can do that. I got a story to tell. Well, now's your chance. This summer, we're collecting your stories. We'll air them in a special episode of The Appleseed called DIY Stories. The episode will air in August, and we want to hear from you. We'd especially love to hear the stories you shared after listening to an episode of The Appleseed. Which memories and stories were sparked by listening? Find a quiet spot, record it on your phone. You can tell a story by yourself or with a friend or family members helping play the parts. It's got to be 5 minutes or less and appropriate for a family audience. Please send your stories to theappleseed@byu.edu. And you just may end up on The Appleseed. Stories must be submitted by June 31st, 2024 to be considered. We'll see you on June 27th as we launch Season 7 featuring Donald Davis, Bill Lepp, Donna Washington, and maybe you. In the meantime, our companion podcast, Kaboom, has just launched its summer series. It's called Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. You can listen over at Kaboom, but to give you a taste, we've posted the first episode here. Welcome to the first episode of a special Kaboom summer series.
That's right. All summer long, we're going to bring you episodes of a new series called Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
It's the unfolding story of Detective Quentin Manning and his pal Sam as they solve mysteries at their middle school. It was written by best-selling author and Grammy winner Bill Harley.
Now here's the first episode, The Case of the Flattened Tires, Part 1.
The name is Manning. Quentin Manning. I'm in sixth grade at Marlowe Middle School. You're about to hear an important moment in the annals of crime detection. It's when I accepted my calling. I owe it all to Deke Benchley and his creator, Rip Sturgeon. Of course, I won't spoil the mystery. Only to say that Deke Benchley shows his prowess in discovering the plans of the evil house renovator.
Quentin.
Many consider The Case of the Cursed Candelabra the finest of the Deke Benchley series.
Quentin, thank you.
One wonders how important this book is in showing Benchley's commitment to justice and protecting the earth and all its creatures. But structurally, and for all it shows us...
Quentin?
Yes?
Jimmy! Timmy! Class! Enough!
I think we've all heard enough.
Thank you, Mrs. Turbitt. Just a few conclusions.
I meant you, Quentin. That's all for today. We'll finish the book reports tomorrow.
Hey, Quentin. Deke Bentley's a loser.
Yeah, a bozo.
Actually, Jimmy and Timmy, many consider him a genius.
Right, a genius.
Like you.
Like you.
A genius.
Quentin Manning, detective for dummies.
Yeah, for dummies.
Quentin, don't argue with the Bermick twins. You can never win.
My best friend and confidant, Sam Turnquist. You're right, Sam. They've been like this since kindergarten.
Let's go to lunch. They're serving tater tots.
Quentin?
Yes, Mrs. Turbitt?
Do you think you might do your next book report on something other than the Deke Benchley series?
Why would I do that?
Just to expand your horizons a little.
Quentin, they only make so many tater tots each day.
But
so...
these are the best books in print about the best detective written by the best author, Rip Sturgeon. Look how many books he's written.
Quentin, it's not clear to me that Rip Sturgeon is really the author.
What do you mean? Of course he is. He's written all of the Deke Benchley books.
I know it says that, but sometimes with a series, there are a number of writers who work on the books. Rip Sturgeon might just be a pen name for...
That may be for other series, but not this one. Rip Sturgeon is highly respected. It says so on the back of the book. Look.
It might be interesting to do a little research on...
I have written to Mr. Sturgeon many times. I'm quite sure
Quentin,
that...
Quentin, the tater tots are waiting for me.
I just think... Never mind.
Thanks for your interest, Mrs. Turbitt.
Yeah, tater tot time!
I ignored Mrs. Turbot's well-meant objections, but the Burmic's suggestion that I was some kind of detective reverberated in my head. I couldn't get my mind off it. Maybe I was some kind of detective. Maybe a detective was just what Marlowe Middle School needed. A detective for justice.
Tater tots.
Sam, I've been thinking.
Not unusual for you. Would you be interested in sharing some of your tater tots? May I?
Sure.
Thanks.
I think we're ready.
Ready for what?
I think this school needs a detective.
A what?
A detective. Like Deke Benchley, to solve mysteries in school.
First of all, Deke Benchley is just a story. Second, the school can barely pay for librarians. Forget detectives. And third, what mysteries?
We can be the detectives.
Why are you using the word we?
I need an assistant. Every great detective has an assistant who offers abetment.
Abetment? He gives him bedment?
Abetment. It means help.
Well, that's a ridiculous word. My grandmother says never use a big word when a little word will do.
What's your grandmother got to do with this?
She's a famous writer.
Really?
Well, as soon as her memoir is published, she will be. It's already 3,000 pages long. My favorite part is where she encounters the giant squid.
I've read all 46 Deke Benchley books and know everything about being a detective, but I need an assistant, like Deke Benchley's assistant, Frank. I think you would make an excellent assistant detective.
Really? No one's ever told me I'd make a great assistant detective. What do I have to do?
Just help me out.
Do I get paid for it?
Probably not. Detectives for justice don't worry about money. Although, there are other types of rewards.
Food?
Well, at the end of The Case of the Royal Robbers, book number 36, Deke Benchley was invited by the King of Batronia to a large banquet.
Was Frank invited?
Sam, you're asking trivial questions. Do you want to be my assistant or not?
Okay, as long as you invite me to the banquet.
There isn't one.
But if there is one, you have to invite me. Then I'll be your assistant.
Fine. I'll meet you at the bike rack after school.
Wait a minute. I take the bus. If I miss it, I'll be late for my snack. And my grandmother makes great snacks.
Sam, I need your help. We'll compare notes on the ride home.
I don't have a bike.
You can walk along beside me.
I'll miss my snack.
Okay, you can take the bus home after we compare notes.
About what?
To see if we found any mysteries. Keep your eyes open.
But if I miss the bus, I won't get...
I'll make sure you get on the bus.
Okay, I'm in.
Great. See you after school.
Okay, Chief.
Chief?
You're the head detective, and I'm the assistant. I call you Chief. See you, Chief.
Not a perfect choice for assistant, but I thought with a little training, Sam would fit the bill.
Ah, where is he? I can't miss the bus. Quentin, finally. I have no notes, I found no mystery. I have to go. See ya.
Wait, let's make a plan.
Well, my plan is to get on the bus and go home in time for a snack.
All right. I didn't find a mystery either. Hey, wait. Look at this. My tires are flat.
Yeah, I noticed that. In fact, all the tires are flat. How did you get to school on a flat tire?
Well, it was full this morning. Sam, we've got our first mystery.
Really? What is it?
Sam, look in front of you.
Bikes with flat tires?
Somebody flattened them.
Who?
That's what I mean. It's a mystery. We don't know who did it.
I sure hope someone finds that creep. What a low down dirty
Sam, person. We will find them.
Them?
I suspect Jimmy and Timmy Burmic. This is the kind of thing they might do.
Really?
Really. And we'll catch them.
We will?
Yes, we're detectives now.
Oh, right. This is a mystery.
The case of the flattened tires.
Great, we've got a mystery. I think I could still make my...
Sorry, Sam. I guess we'll both have to walk home. We can talk about the case.
Quentin, you live in the opposite direction.
All right, you can walk home. Let's plan to be here early.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
What?
That girl. She's very scary.
Hey, look at my tire.
Lucky for her, we're here to help.
Help? Her? She doesn't need help. No one messes with her.
If I find out who did this...
Excuse me.
Bad idea. Don't talk to her.
Do you know anything about this?
Actually, I do. I was just investigating.
Investigating? What do you mean?
Well, my assistant and I are investigating the crime scene so we can find the perpetrators.
What? Like you're some kind of detectives or something?
Precisely.
I hate to inform you, but you're sixth graders.
And detectives.
You've got to be kidding.
I don't kid about crime.
Ugh. You're Sam Turnquist, right? You're in my math class.
Yeah, sort of.
And who are you?
Quentin Manning, detective for justice. At your service. May I ask your name, ma'am?
Ma'am, my name is Sydney Plum.
Nice to meet you. Don't worry, I'll get to the bottom of this.
Well, while you guys investigate, I'm gonna go tell my mom.
I think we can take care of this. No need to involve parents.
Maybe you don't know who my mom is.
I guess her name is Mrs. Plum.
Mrs. Plum? Your mom is Mrs. Plum?
Sam, it makes sense her mother's name is Mrs. Plum. Her last name is Plum, so there's a very good chance her mother's name is Plum.
That's not what I mean. It's the Mrs. Plum.
Right.
Sam, Plum is not an uncommon name. There may be hundreds, even thousands. So there's no the Mrs. Plum. As a matter of fact, I know of another Mrs. Plum who works right here at the school.
That's what I'm saying. The Mrs. Plum.
You probably know her too. She's the custodian. You know, the one that threatened to tie the boys up by their ankles if they used magic markers on the walls?
Quentin.
To my mind, she's too severe. And you know how they say that custodians always smell like disinfectant? Whew! Boy, you can really smell her coming.
Quentin!
It's true!
That's what I'm saying. Her mom is that Mrs.
Plum. I've never
Plum.
Really had any interactions. Oh, wait! The Mrs. Plum!
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Anything else to add about my mom?
No, ma'am.
So, I'll just go tell my mom about it, if that's all right with you.
That's perfect. Thanks.
Yes, an excellent idea. Tell her I'll be interviewing her tomorrow.
I'll do that.
Well, that was productive.
It was?
We've got someone we can ask for information. Let's meet here tomorrow morning at 7:45.
7:45? Are you kidding? The buses don't even get here until 8.
I know, but this case requires a stakeout.
A what?
A stakeout. Deke Benchley does it all the time.
But I won't be here. The bus gets here at 8.
Have your mom bring you.
But that means getting up even earlier. My mom has to be at her job at 7:30, and my grandmother doesn't drive.
Sam, a good detective has to give up creature comforts for a case.
Whatever creature comforts are, I don't think I want to give them up, and I'm only an assistant.
You won't regret it. Wait until we solve our first case. Think of all the people we will help. You'll be proud.
There better be a banquet.
Tomorrow morning, 7:45. Other than the little mix-up about Mrs. Plum, things were going great. I had an assistant and a case, and I had my suspicions about who the culprits might be. When it came to mayhem, it was always possible the Burmix might be involved. On my walk home, I decided to write to Rip Sturgeon, telling him about my detective agency and the new case. To Rip Sturgeon, care of Broadswipe Books, New York City. Dear Mr. Sturgeon, I am happy to inform you that, influenced by your portrayal of Deke Benchley, I have gone into business as a detective for justice. We, and I include my recently retained assistant, Sam Turnquist, are already investigating an important case. I have also recently noticed that in the case of the Phantom Park Ranger, book number 12, that you have misspelled Deke Benchley's office manager's name. The word Marigold is spelled without an I in the first syllable. Was that an intentional or an editorial oversight? I eagerly await your reply. Sincerely, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. Oh, P.S. My language arts teacher questioned your existence. I did not laugh at her ridiculous suggestion, but assured her that you were a living, breathing author. And so, it was time to set the trap. I believed the only question was what we would do with the tire flatteners once they were caught. But my well-laid plans hit some unexpected complications. Until next time, this is your humble servant, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.